You good? Okay.
Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Well, sooner or later, you got to put away the Christmas tree. I mean, you know how it is. Christmas is coming and all of the decorations get brought out, and the tree is either brought in from the woods or up from the crawl space. Everything is made wonderful and beautiful. And then Christmas happens, and all of the presents are opened. And for a few days, the decorations and the tree remain as a sentinel of holy days. But after a while, the Christmas tree has got to go. And all the other lights and all the decorations, there comes a time, maybe a week, maybe after the 12 days of Christmas, when it feels good to get back to normal, to clean things up a bit and get rid of the clutter. Now, I know it's not the Christmas season. It's not that I pulled this sermon out of my file and got the wrong season. No, it's not the Christmas season, although I did see a guy out in his yard finally cleaning up his Christmas decorations. You know those ones that blow up with air and they get lighted up at night? I did see that not too long ago. They were finally getting cleared out. But there is a possibility of snow in the forecast this week, isn't there? No, it's not the Christmas tree you're probably worried about. Rather, it's those plastic eggs. And the candy still lying around the house. After all, Easter was only 3 weeks ago today. Over the last few weeks, we've kept the spirit of Easter growing here in our worship services. We've told again the stories of the resurrection and Jesus' appearances to the disciples. He materialized miraculously inside the locked room where the disciples were hiding, not once but twice. And he appeared to them on the lake shore, sharing a breakfast of fish and special instructions for Peter. Over these last weeks, we've kept the Easter story alive. And in fact, over the next 5 weeks, we'll continue to say that we are in the season of Easter until Pentecost, June 6th this year. But I'm sure you've all put away your Easter baskets, gathered up all of the eggs and the candy, and if you're like me, you've given up trying to keep an Easter lily alive. If there was an Easter tree, like the Christmas tree, it would probably be long taken down and tucked back into the crawl space. We've gotten good at wrapping up holidays, putting them away and getting ready for the next one. And even in our readings here at church, we've moved away from the traditional Easter stories. No more post-resurrection sightings of Jesus. No more doubt or confusion about what this Jesus come back from the dead business is all about. Today we kind of get back to normal. The gospel reading is from the middle of the book, not the end. But in the same way that our message about the birth of Christ at Christmas does not fade when the Christmas tree is put away or when the presents are opened and when the Christmas carols quit playing on the radio, the truth of the resurrection does not diminish just because a few weeks have passed and the Easter Bunny has crawled back into his den for the year. In fact, this Good Shepherd Sunday is a nod to the notion that while everything has changed because of Jesus' resurrection, at the same time, the truth about the God who announces the Alleluia of Easter is the same truth that has been here from the beginning. The image of God as the shepherd is one of the oldest in Scripture. The green pastures and the table laden with the abundance of God evokes the blessing of creation and the Garden of Eden. And And the right pathways for the sake of God's name is the pathway that God always has walked with us through dark valleys and into the house of goodness and mercy. And when we hear Jesus speak today about the works that are done in his name, we know that justice and peace and goodwill for all creation and all the people of the world is what God has desired all along. Indeed, the revelation of the resurrection is that God has entered into the world to defeat the powers of opposition and oppression and war and hatred for all time and all eternity. God as a shepherd does at least two things in our hearts and minds. First, it reminds us of the care and the protection given by God. It doesn't deny the danger and the pain of the world, but reveals that as a shepherd guides the sheep to places where water and grass will sustain the health and wholeness of the herd, so God will give us the things that we need, even through tough times. And second, thinking about God as our shepherd reminds us of just who and what we truly are. We are sheep. And despite the cute and cuddly pictures we might see, anyone who has ever worked with sheep knows the truth. Sheep can be stubborn, unpredictable, lazy, and dumb. So it's no wonder that it's the good shepherd for whom we long. Not the shepherd who will become frustrated and angry. Not the shepherd who will leave us in our uncertainty. But the one who will come to us and rescue us, especially in our hour of deepest need. And that is why this is a great image for the Easter season. For just as the good shepherd seeks out the lost and forgotten sheep, just as the good shepherd calls to the sheep, giving them the reassurance to follow a familiar voice, just as the good shepherd with rod and staff will defend and protect the vulnerable, so too the Christ of the resurrection will seek out, call to, and guide all the sheep of our world. You know, it's too bad that the resurrection of Jesus has become in our day something that we assume a person must believe in. Like so much of the sacred in our world, Christ and the abundance of life in his name has been assigned to a place of preference, available only to those who choose to believe. When the truth of the matter is that it really has nothing to do with what we believe. As if by our consent, God brings about new life in Christ. In our world, it is as if the sheep are the ones who choose the shepherd. Or to update the imagery a bit, as if the puppies and kittens at the pound get to choose the families into which they are adopted. But we know that the opposite, in fact, is true. The human adopts the pet, and the shepherd gathers the sheep. And if the God who is the shepherd is the very God who has destroyed the power of death and opened the way of life to all creation, then that door is open to all who are called, all who hear the voice of truth, all who feel the presence of the one who meets us in the valley of the shadow of death. And this proclamation of God, this grace and love, doesn't go out just in the days of Easter glory, but resounds throughout the year. Whenever the gospel is announced To whoever hears the words of resurrection, or better yet, experiences firsthand the freedom of life in Christ. So put away the Christmas tree. Take down the lights and throw away all the torn up wrapping paper. Gather up the Easter baskets and let the Easter bunny curl up in his den for a well-deserved summer nap. But the declaration of this truth in the name of Jesus, will continue week after week and day after day. It will live in our words and in our actions, both inside these walls and out into the streets of our neighborhood. For the gospel is not something we put into the crawl space. It is the life-changing truth of the shepherd who gathers all creation, friends and enemies alike, around a table prepared for all the world. It is the blessing of the one who stepped out of the tomb to say in the face of death, "Now, now, it is finished." Easter may have happened 3 weeks ago, but every day is an Easter day when the shepherd's voice is calling. Amen.